Welcome back, beautiful one. This is your sacred reclamation. It's your space to return to what you know deep in your bones, that there's another way to mother, that healing is not just possible, it's already unfolding. Today's episode of The Family Architect, Parenting by Design Rather Than by Default, is a vital one. We're going to talk about the wound behind the chaos, the ache behind the rage. We're talking about the mother wound and the lie that says healing it takes years of therapy, endless inner work, and painful reliving of the past. Spoiler alert, it doesn't. Let's exhale together. Inhale through the nose and a long, soft sigh out. You're safe here. The mother wound is the inherited pain of not being nurtured the way you needed. It's the ache of feeling unseen, unheard, unsupported. It's the root of so many of the patterns we find ourselves stuck in. People pleasing because your worth is tied to being good. Emotional suppression because your feelings were too much for others. Perfectionism because nothing you did was ever quite enough. Rage at our kids that feels like it's coming from absolutely nowhere. Guilt for needing anything at all because you learnt that asking for help was selfish. Constant feeling that you're failing as a mother because you never felt enough as a daughter. The mother wound isn't about blaming our mothers. Most of our mothers were doing the best they could with what they had. It's about understanding that what was passed down was passed down, so we can stop it passing it on. Here's what I know to be true. The mother wound lives in our nervous system. It's not just a story in your head. It's a felt sense in your body that gets activated every time your child cries, every time they need something from you, every time you feel overwhelmed. Your nervous system learned early that your needs were inconvenient, that your emotions were too big, that love was conditional upon being easy to manage. And now when your child has big needs or big emotions, your system goes into overdrive because it's trying to protect you from that familiar feeling of being too much. Let's name the narrative that keeps us stuck. You'll be working on this forever. It'll take years to undo. You'll always carry this. You need to heal your childhood before you can be a good parent. It's a story many of us have internalized, and while deep therapy is beautiful and sometimes necessary, here's what I've seen over and over again in my work with mothers. When a woman is given the right environment, the right framework, and permission to reclaim her own needs, transformation begins in days. I've watched mothers shift in 5 days what they've carried in decades, because healing isn't about time, it's about reclamation. The healing model most of us have been sold is this: go back, analyze, understand, process, relive, work through, and heal. But what if I told you there's another way? What if healing looked more like this? Come home to your body, learn to regulate your nervous system, turn off the trauma, choose differently in this moment, and repeat. What if the path to becoming the mother you long to be isn't through years of evacuating your past and excavating your past, but through learning to be present in what's here now? Real healing, the kind that changes your daily life with your children, looks like this. Hearing your child cry and not spiraling into shame about your ability to comfort them. Saying, "I need help," when the crushing guilt that tells you good mothers need to do it alone. Without that crushing guilt. Recognizing that your worth was never tied to how much you give or how little you need. Creating a home where your children don't have to shrink to be loved. Feeling your own feelings instead of suppressing them for someone else's comfort. setting boundaries without the terror that people will abandon you. Trusting your instincts instead of constantly second-guessing yourself. Healing doesn't require perfection. It requires presence and courage and a tiny willingness to do things differently. Let me tell you about Olivia. When she joined the Family Architect Studio, she was absolutely burnt out. She told me, "I've been carrying this guilt and resentment since I became a mum. I love my kids, but I'm so angry all the time. I feel like I'm failing them every day." Olivia had tried years of therapy, so many books, countless parenting strategies. She could tell you exactly why she struggled. Her mother had been emotionally unavailable. She'd been parentified as the eldest child, and she'd learnt that her feelings didn't matter. She understood it all intellectually, but nothing was changing in her day-to-day life. What shifted everything? We didn't dive into her childhood and relive every painful moment. We simply gave her the tools to reconnect with herself in the present moment. We taught her how to regulate her nervous system when her kids were struggling instead of going immediately into fix-it mode. We showed her how to recognize when she was operating from her mother wound versus when she was responding from her wise, regulated self. We gave her permission to have needs and boundaries without guilt. In 5 days, she said something I'll never forget. "I'm not healed, but I've started. I've turned toward myself for the first time in years, and everything feels different." That's it. That's the beginning of sacred reclamation. 3 weeks later, Olivia messaged me. "My kids asked me yesterday if I was happier. They said I seemed calmer. I realized I've been so focused on healing for them that I forgot healing could feel good for me too." Here's another story. Mariana came to me completely overwhelmed. 3 kids under 7, partner working long hours, no family support nearby. She was having panic attacks daily and felt like she was drowning. Mariana's mother wound showed up as this crushing belief that she had to do everything perfectly and never ask for help. Her mother had been anxious and controlling, and Mariana had learned that the only way to feel safe was to be in complete control of everything. But with 3 little kids, control is an illusion. Instead of spending months unpacking her childhood, we focused on one thing: teaching Mariana how to breathe through the panic when it arose, how to ask for what she needed in the moment. We practiced phrases like, "I'm feeling overwhelmed and I need 10 minutes, instead of suffering in silence until she exploded. We worked on releasing the belief that needing help meant she was failing. Within 2 weeks, Mariana reported that the panic attacks had stopped, not because her life became easier, but because she learned how to be with her nervous system activation instead of fighting it. The mother wound often shows up as this voice that says, "If I slow down, everything will fall apart. If I ask for help, I'm a burden. If I'm not constantly giving, I'm selfish." But here's what I want you to understand. That voice isn't truth. It's trauma. And trauma responses can be shifted much faster than we've been led to believe. Inside the regulated mother method, we don't wait years for change. We anchor safety in your body first. We rebuild your parenting from a nervous system foundation. We teach you to lead with presence instead of pressure. And we help you finally feel like the mother you long to be. Not by overworking. Not by endless analysis, not by coming back, but by coming back to the present moment over and over again. Here's what blew my mind when I first discovered this work. The mother wound isn't actually in the past. It's alive in your nervous system right now, in this moment. Every time you feel triggered by your child's behavior, there's a mother wound being activated. Every time you feel guilty for taking a break, that's the mother wound. Every time you feel like you're not doing enough, that's the mother wound. But here's the beautiful thing. because it isn't alive, because it's alive in this moment, it can be healed in this moment. You don't have to go back to when you were 5 years old and felt unseen by your mother. You can do the work with the part of yourself that feels unseen right now and give her what she needs. You don't have to relive the shame of being told that you were too insensitive as a child. You can work with the sensitive part of you that's here today and honor her wisdom. This is somatic healing. This is nervous system work. This is reclamation. Let me share some of the practical ways that this healing happens. When you feel that familiar rage rising inside because your child spilled something, instead of acting on it, you pause, you breathe, you say to yourself, "This isn't about the spill. This is about my nervous system being overwhelmed." When your child is crying and you feel that panic of, "I don't know how to comfort them," instead of frantically trying to stop and make it stop, you get curious. Why does my nervous system need, what does it need right now to feel safe enough to hold space for this? When you feel guilty for wanting some alone time, instead of pushing through and martyring yourself, your practice says it's healthy to have needs. Meeting my needs helps me show up better for my family. These moments of choice, that's where healing happens. The sacred truth I want you to remember is this. You don't need to be fully healed to be powerful, connected, and nurturing as a mother. You don't need years of backtracking. You don't need to earn your way to worthiness. You just need to begin with one breath, one pause, one choice to lead with connection instead of reaction. Because healing happens in moments, not milestones, not months, moments. And the more moments you offer yourself grace, the more your children learn that they can do the same. Here's something else they don't tell you. Your healing isn't just to benefit you. It ripples out to your children, your partner, your community. When you learn to regulate your nervous system, you're literally changing the nervous system patterns you've passed down. When you begin to give yourself permission to have needs, you're teaching your children that their needs matter too. When you practice self-compassion, you're modeling emotional regulation. When you choose connection over control, you're breaking generational patterns. This is why I call it sacred work, because you're not just healing yourself, you're healing the lineage. But let's be real for a minute. This work isn't always easy. There will be days when the old patterns feel stronger, days when you feel like you're not making progress, days when you react from your wounds instead of responding from your wisdom. That's not failure, love. That's being human. The difference is that now you have tools. Now you know how to come back to yourself. Now you know that one triggered moment does not erase all your growth. Here's your invitation for today. Let go of the pressure to finish your healing and instead ask, where can I soften right now? What does the mother in me need today? Can I be a little more gentle with myself just for this moment? Because healing happens in the small moments of self-compassion, in the choice to breathe instead of react, in the decision to ask for help instead of suffering alone. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. Your children don't need the perfect mother. They need a real one. They need a mother who's willing to grow, to learn, to repair when she gets it wrong. They need a mother who knows her worth isn't tied to her performance. And love, that mother is already within you. She's always been. You're not broken. You are not behind. You're a woman waking up to her own sacred power. And that awakening, it doesn't need a timeline. It just needs you. Thank you for being here with me today. In the next episode, we'll explore one of my favorite tools, the Love Bomb Protocol, why it works, how to use it, and how to build trust and cooperation with your child without ever reaching for control. Until then, hold yourself gently. You are worthy of ease. You are already reclaiming your sacred motherhood. You are ready to experience this kind of rapid transformation. If you're ready, head over to the Family Architect, the studio. You can grab my guide inside the studio, so you can join that studio, and there are four different courses in there, as well as live coaching monthly. If you don't want to join that and you'd rather grab it, you can head over to philippascott.com and grab the 5-Minute Miracle. It's the first step to learn how to regulate your nervous system in real time. If you want a bit of a combination of all of these things, you can grab the Sacred Reclamation Challenge. And if this episode has awakened something in you, if you're ready to stop waiting years for healing and start reclaiming your power now, I invite you to explore the Mother Awakening and the Regulated Mother Method. This is where hundreds of women are discovering that healing doesn't have to take forever. If the Sacred Reclamation is serving you, and if this podcast, the Family Architect Studio, is serving you, please leave a review. It helps other mothers find this work. Bless me. Just sneezed and reminds me of why I do what I do. So until next time, I see you. I am here for you. Lots of love.